Check one, test. Yeah. Check one, test. Yeah. Situation, it was Skype not working right now.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, Redbeard, you there? Hello? Hello? This is unbelievable. This is what I'm saying about Skype. You would think it's working. Sounds to me like it's working. All right, so somebody's texting me here. I don't know who this is. Check one.
Hello?
Yeah, you hear me? Oh, boy.
Hello?
Yeah, so the cat definitely got my cables, as you could see. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, so this is what I deal with now. It's terrible. So I have no idea which cable it ripped out, but it ripped out one of them. And we can't get Redbeard on. I'm just trying to figure out if I can get anybody on now. This is what I'm talking about, this cat. So at any rate, it's Halloween tonight. Figures this would happen, right? And I'm going to have to hunt down that cable live on the air. It's crazy. So, I'm going to have Russ Dizdar on. He's in an undisclosed location at this present moment. We don't technically know where he is, but we're going to patch him out in a minute. Foster's going to join us. So, he's got a message and something to talk about tonight. So, praise God. A lot of people, a lot of believers tonight are probably in costumes, you know, unfortunately. And that's the truth. Just, you know... Listen, today is an accursed day. This is not the day of the Lord. And like Russ will tell you, tonight is a very high demonic activity going on today. Try Redbeard one more time. And because of it, there's a lot of people just, you know, the sacrifice is going on tonight.
Hello?
Yeah, you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, my God. What was that all about, Redbeard?
I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's all the cables around here. They're getting kind of messed up. I'm going to have to figure out a way to guard them.
Get it or something.
Yeah, so anyway, today's an accursed day, Halloween. Today's Halloween of 2015. And, you know, believers just tend to go and engage. I'm just going to touch on a verse here. We're going to have Foss join us, Redbeard.
All right.
In a minute. But I just want to touch on this verse, and I've touched on it before. It's Revelations 18:4. It says, "Then I heard another voice from heaven say, 'Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues.'" This is the Babylonian demonic system, the engine and formula that is grasping. So many believers today are just getting entangled in accursed things, very subtle. And I can go on and on and on. You know, the dream catchers, yoga. I mean, there's all types of Eastern religions sneaking into Christianity. But if that's not bad enough, you got Halloween being celebrated with the changing of appearance, you know, which actually can bring a demon into you, believe it or not. And... you know, this is all rooted in an ancient demonic holiday where they offered up sacrifices to demons. That's what it's all about. That's really what this is about, that you were dressing up as demons. That's what this is. Why would you want to celebrate this? Okay? I just don't get it.
This is the night when pagans would offer up a virgin child to the fire and offer it up to Moloch, which is clear in Scripture. He said, the Father told us, don't pass your children through the fire unto Moloch.
It's still going on. They're still doing sacrifices.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're going to have Russ Dizdar on, and he's been involved in covering that. You can't talk about some of them, but this satanic cult's still doing this. And listen, folks, this is very real. Okay, satanic cults, witches and warlocks and covens take all this very seriously. But Christianity is almost like, is anybody taking anything seriously anymore? I mean,
I don't.
It's like, I just can't believe it that how many people on my Facebook wall were all dressed up like demons today. And I'm saying to myself, self, what the freak is going on? You know? And I'm just going to say this to say this. You're going to have to just renounce any Halloween. Okay? Just renounce it. Burn any costumes you have in your closet. Just get rid of them. And you may need deliverance. You know, I might have to add this to the deliverance manual, come to think of it. Because it is an occult day. There is holy days unto the Lord, but then there are cursed days. Today would be cursed day. Right, Redbeard?
Absolutely.
Now, Redbeard, all your people out there, your prayers have failed. Redbeard, it was actually to kill a Bambi. And it was like, 100 pounds?
Yeah, 150.
Yeah, a little baby thing. And, you know, so we prayed, and God gave him whatever that thing is, little baby thing. But listen, folks, come out of her, my people. Now, Faith Radio Project, going strong, got your messages. People left me some voicemails. Yeah, end time's gone again.
No, I'm here.
Are you there?
Yeah.
It shows you're not even online. And I got your messages last week, and we are going to get those radios out this week. So hang tight, and some folks had broken radios, replacing them. If you have a broken radio, get a hold of me. Don't be, feel weird, like, oh, you got the free radio, and now it's not working or something. Just get a hold of us, okay? The Lord has blessed us with this, and, you know, we are getting low on some of the product. Specifically the SD chips, so we'll have to get into the order of them. I mean, which is the good news, is that we've been sending out almost another 100 radios. And this is going on and on, folks, and this is spreading. People are evangelizing with them. We got testimonies coming in, and it's a blessing. You know, I feel blessed. Listen, I've said it before. If I've done anything and ever in ministry, this, I feel great about this program, because it gives me a chance to bless someone with just great teachings, the Bible, music, so on and so forth, a little package that can really edify your spirit, man. And I know, folks, many of you send me pictures. You keep them running all day long, all day and night. So I'm concerned about your Faith Radios that they're not going to burn out. And I believe they're blessed by God, and they won't. But if there is an issue, get a hold of me, and we'll get your new one out. Amen? And we have done that. And people that we have on when we do the Faith Radio testimony, testifying day, you'll hear a lot of folks saying they had a radio and they got a new one, one broke. So that's okay. Now, what else was I talking about? The shipments are going to be going out, and I a couple people didn't get yours, and I don't know what happened to them. So we're just going to send out another radio to you, okay? And the people that left me the voicemail, we have the voicemail, and I'll be going through them and getting that straightened out. Amen?
Amen.
So let me get Phosphorus on the line. You know? And we'll patch him in. And then I'm going to have Russ Dizdar on. And I guess you'll be on with Russ, too. He's on a location doing some type of investigation. Now, Russ is always...
Yeah.
Yeah, Foss?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on. Redbeard's on the line with me, End Time Preacher.
Okay.
You remember him?
No, who's he?
That's funny. End Time Preacher, come on, man.
Is he somebody Sammy got for you?
No, End Time Preacher.
Oh, End Time Preacher. Yeah, I know End Time Preacher. He's from South Carolina, right?
Okay, whatever. we call him Redbeard.
Really?
Yeah, because he's trying to grow a beard, so we call him Redbeard. It makes him feel good.
Okay, but Redbeard.
Well, it makes him feel he has a beard.
Yeah,
which he clearly doesn't. Pirate. He doesn't have one, but
he does.
We call him Redbeard because life and death's in the power of your tongue.
Yeah, there we go.
You know, and it says call the things that are not as though they were. Amen?
Exactly. Yeah, there we go.
So, well, we said Redbeard, it's a proclamation. Amen?
Yeah, it's like a statement of faith.
Right, Redbeard?
He's just got beard envy.
No, come on. I might be true. So Foss has got 15 minutes, so he's got a little bit of a word he wants to bring forth, and then we're going to cut him off and bring in Russ Disdor. So Foss, without further ado, this is Tom Hewitt. People know him on Facebook. Get a hold of him over there. So he's got a revelation the Lord has given him. So we want him to be able to bring this out live on the air tonight on WWCR. So go ahead, Foss, Tom.
Okay, so you're basically saying I'm on the air, correct?
Yes, you are, sir.
Okay. Yes, folks out there in America land and around the world, tonight, or for the last couple of days, I've been, you know, reading up on faith because there's a calling in my life to stand in the gap for America. And anybody here who lives in America knows that America's not what it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. And so there's a lot more wickedness going on here. And standing in the gap is pleading with God to hold off judgment in order that there might be some change in this country that would further postpone the judgment that he might bring. So I've been reading quite a bit about faith, and in particular Kenneth Hagin, and then also Fred Price. He's a black man who has a fairly large church out in Los Angeles, California. And so I've been reading about the 6 points of strong faith. And so I was going to talk tonight about righteousness being a gift, you know, that it's something you don't earn. You don't keep the Ten Commandments. You don't, you know, do everything you possibly can do. Righteousness, as the Lord would have it, is something you attain only by faith. And it only comes by repenting, knowing that you're a sinner by birth, and receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior. And then at that very moment, you're made as righteous as you'll ever be. And it's a gift. It's a gift that God gives you. And so I was going to talk about righteousness tonight. And as I began to sit down to put together my lesson, I heard the Lord speaking to me in my inner man, and he began speaking to me about Lot. Now, I've never really had a high opinion of Lot. He was the brother of Abraham, and he decided that he would stay in Sodom and Gomorrah while Abraham went on to the promised land. And so Lot stayed in Sodom and Gomorrah. And there's a verse about Lot. It says, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah vexed Lot's soul, Lot's righteous soul, considerably. And I didn't know whether that was in the Old Testament or the New. It didn't appear to me in the Old Testament that he was extremely righteous by faith, but Peter has probably a better idea how righteous he was or wasn't. And this is said in the second book of Peter, chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. So I'd like to read that to you because this is the verse that God put on my heart to speak tonight, primarily to the people of America, but also in other nations as well, because my calling is primarily that of, you know, one who hears from the Lord on behalf of the American people. So he gave me this verse in 2 Peter 2, 6 through 9, and I'd like to read it to you. I'm a real champion of lots of different translations of the Bible, and this is one of my favorite. It's called the Phillips. It's in the New Testament. I like it because it really, you know, hits the core. I know a lot of people are, you know, King James only, but I used to be that way. But then the more I studied the Bible and the more time I spent in the Bible, I was looking for ways to stir my interest in reading the Word. That's when I decided to get into translations, because this way I could read the Word cover to cover in a whole new translation. So it was, that's how I got started. Anyhow, I want to read to you the verse that God put on my heart, and we'll get into the subject. And that's in 2 Peter 2, verses 6 through 9. Now it said, if God reduced the entire cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes when he sentenced them to destruction as a fearful example to those who wanted to live in defiance of his laws, and yet saved Lot, the righteous man, in acute mental distress at the filthy lives of the godless. Lot, remember, was a good man, suffering spiritual agonies day after day at what he saw and heard of their lawlessness. Then you may be absolutely certain that the Lord knows how to rescue good men surrounded by temptation and how to reserve his punishment for the wicked until their day comes. Now, I also put a note here to continue reading, because it brings out some points in here about, you know, how we get righteousness. But then, you know, depending on the people we hang out with and the way we behave, we can actually become corrupt again. And Peter talks about that, like it says, like a dog returning to its vomit. So is one who's come to a knowledge of the Lord and yet goes back to indulge in the things that he did prior to becoming God's righteousness. So, but before I do that, I wanted to bring out here that Lot, you know, was living in Sodom and Gomorrah. It says, if God reduced the entire cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes. Now, we had a man by the name of Dimitri Dudeman. He was a prophet who God raised up behind the Iron Curtain and suffered many torments and lived for God and lived very seriously for the Lord. And he was sent to America about 20 years ago with a message that America will burn. Now, the whole time he was here, I subscribed to his newsletter and I received his newsletter, and it was just amazing. Whatever dreams he would have, I would have three or four dreams along the same line that would fill in the blanks and add additional detail to the things that he was receiving about the judgments that were being stored up for America. And so it was by the dreams the Lord gave me that I also had a real fearsome desire to serve the Lord and to separate myself from many of the things that even as a believer I was entangled in. I at one time had quite a problem with, you know, pornography, and if anybody's an American male, they know that it's available 24 hours a day, you know, 7 days a week on your phone or, you know, on your TV or down at the movie house. And it's filthy. It's disgusting, but it is a strong a fleshly desire, and if you give yourself and open yourself up to watch it, it can become addictive. And once it's addictive, it's like a drug, like any drug. The more you take it, the more you want it. So anyhow, Dimitri Dudeman was sent here in 1984, and he had a message for America, and I'd like to read a little bit of the message that he was given by an angel. And here's the message, part of the message. I just wanted to show you, to give you some idea that this society that Lot lived in, many of you out there who have received Christ as Savior, who are born again, who are in God's, who have been given the gift of righteousness, I know, because the day I was saved, I went from being, you know, one person to an entirely different person the next day. I didn't know how to continue, but I had a bunch of people helping me. But anyhow, that's what many people I'm talking to already are. They've been born again, they've been spirit-filled, and they've been made God's righteousness the day they were saved, and it was given to them because of what Christ did. But anyhow, Dimitri Dudeman was spoken to by an angel of the Lord, and this is part of what he said. And he said that when he had this experience, it was not a vision, it was not a dream. I've had visions, I've had dreams. It was neither one of those. He was wide awake. He was taken up, I call it the magic carpet ride, you know. There was used to be a song called the magic carpet ride. Anyhow, he was taken up on a carpet up into the heavens, and he was shown all of California. And, you know, now this is a man from Romania. He's never even seen America. Now he's in California, been there a short time. Angel shows up, bright light. He hops on his little carpet. Boom, they go up in the air, and he shows them all of California. Then he takes them to New York. Then he takes them to Florida. Then he takes them down to Las Vegas. And here's what he says. And this is Dimitri Dudeman talking about this experience. And he showed me all of California and said, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. Huh, what do you know? We got a modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah right here in America. He said this in 1984. This is 2014. 84, 94, 2004, 2000. That's 30 years ago. The angel was declaring America Sodom and Gomorrah. Have we improved? Are we less Sodom and Gomorrah than we were then? Talk to the gay, you know, the gay marriage couples that where gay marriage was passed as a right for every man who desired another man, every woman who desired another woman, get married. That's called gay marriage. And then, of course, we have the abortion agenda, which our president has given a full stamp of approval. So we're more Sodom and Gomorrah today than we were 30 years ago when Dudeman was given this message. So he says, this, or America, is Sodom and Gomorrah, and he was specifically addressing California. And we recently came from California to New York. God said that he wants to bring revival to New York. So we came here, been here about a month or two. So he showed me all of California, and he said, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. All of this, in one day, it will burn. That's how quick Sodom and Gomorrah burned. It burned in one day. God sent fire down from heaven, wiped out, totally wiped it out. And then the angel further said, its sin, or in other words, the sin of California has reached the Holy One. Then he took me to Las Vegas. I've been to Las Vegas, and he said, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day, it will burn. Not, you know, in one single day. Then he showed me the state of New York. Do you know, that's where we are right now, in the state of New York. Do you know what this is? He asked. I said, no. See, Dudeman didn't know what he was looking at. He said, no. He said, this is New York. This is, you know, Taylor Swift has a song out called Welcome to New York, you know, but she doesn't know it's, in the eyes of the Lord, it's Sodom and Gomorrah. She thinks it's a good place to live, you know, I mean, being a good singer and having a bunch of money. But he said, this is New York. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day, it will burn. Then he showed me all of Florida. This is Florida. He said, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day, it will burn. Then he took me back home to the rock where we had begun. In one day it will burn. All of this I have shown you. I said how it will burn. And then I said, or he said to the angel, how will it burn? He said, remember what I'm telling you, because you will go on television, on the radio, and in churches. And of course, he did. He was in the, on television, radio, churches. You must yell with a loud voice. Well, I felt the Lord was speaking to me too, so I left. At the time, I was in Alaska. And I started traveling across the United States of America with a bullhorn and a bunch of dreams, shouting as loud as I could that America was Sodom and Gomorrah. We needed to repent. And then he said, do not be afraid, because I will be with you. And I said, how will I be able to go? Who knows me here in America? I don't know anybody here. He said, don't worry yourself. I will go before you. I will do a lot of healing in the American churches. Of course, you know, that's an example of a man called of God. When he has the anointing to heal, if you're a disciple of Jesus, Jesus had the anointing to heal. and it accompany, it's a picture of the goodness of God in the face of sin. And that's what Jesus is all about. He's the goodness of God in the face of sin. So that healing anointing is still here. It's still upon those who believe it and will operate in it. And many times it's used in, has been used in revivals here in America. They're called back in the 50s when A.A. Allen went out and many of these men went out. It was called the healing revival of the 50s. And it did a lot of good to America. Anyhow, he said, don't worry yourself. I'll go before you. I'll do a lot of healing in the American churches, and I'll open the doors for you. But you, but not say anything except what I tell you, this country will burn. Then he says, I said, what will you do with the church? He said, I want to save the church. This is the angel said, but the church is...
One minute.
Okay. Anyhow, he basically said the reason this fire is coming, the churches have forsaken him. So that's my exhortation to you. If you're a Christian, if you have the righteousness of God, just remember, you can be pulled aside, and you're in a country that God considers to be Sodom and Gomorrah. So it's a real time to be watchful and to be, and consider the righteousness you have as precious and guard it, because many are going to be pulled in to the damnation of sin again, and then they'll be like the dog returning to its vomit. And that would be it.
It's a good word. Yeah, warning about... And that's going on today, and the enemy is very ramping up in that area, just so you know. And we got to really just pull everything in this hour, folks, because many are being taken in by transgression in the modern-day cake-bake church around me here. I mean, there's no... We went over this last week, I think, right, Red Beard, about... The lack of preaching of repentance, it's almost null and void.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can't even, it's almost like you have to beg for someone to say repent. Like, please, can you just say R? And like, no, we're not going to do it. Can you say E maybe? And they just won't. They'll fight you on. Now, we don't want to offend you. We're not going to say re. Well, pent. You know, then they're not going to do it. So it's sad, and this is why people are smooth riding along in transgression. And I got news for you. It's not going to work, because like Prophet Jonathan Hansen always used to say, if you're ignorant, you're ignorant on your own account, because you haven't spent time in the Word yourself. And that's right. Bibles are readily available all throughout this country in every hotel room on your left on the top drawer. Okay? There's no lack of the Word here. It's not like China when they're running around with one page of the book of John. Okay, it's much different here. So much is given, much accountable, right?
Absolutely.
So, Tom, we're going to the good word, son. And happy birthday to Tom.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
Amen. And let's all kick a brick upstairs to get him an iPad this year.
There we go.
Version 1. good night, Tom.
Okay, good night. Great being on the program, and I'm sure we'll be good ones coming in the future.
Likewise.
Okay.
Good night.
Night.
All right, Tom Hewitt. We could have gave him more time, would have been better, so he could have came back around in that message. You know? But we're on a time schedule here, aren't we?
We are.
Redbeard, you with me?
I'm here.
I think, you know, I got to get Russ Dizdar. He's like in a graveyard waiting for me right now. Yeah. Something going on. Satanic cults are just going nuts. This is the time of year they're doing sacrifices, people. So this is all live, folks. Russ?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Dizdar. Or should we call you Russ Dizdar or Mr. Dizdar?
Just Russ is good.
We should give you a code name on days like this.
Code name would be good. A covert name.
Yeah, you know, Russ is one of our only guests that I think we've ever had over the years that had a video made about him where Warlocks, a high wizard, was invoking a curse on Russ.
Yeah, you saw that, huh?
Yeah,
That's right, you did see that.
Yeah, Redbeard, that never happened to you.
Oh, man.
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, we can arrange it.
No, thank you.
The High Warlock of the West.
The High Warlock of the West.
So here
yeah,
we
he called know, on. Yeah. He called on Baron Samedi, the voodoo spirit, and he had a lot of response. The thing was, he went forward, he came public, and because of that, we put it out there then, he probably never had more people praying for him in his life. More Christians yeah. were praying for his salvation, and he went into hiding. I tracked down the guy that enticed him to do it. We know exactly where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little bit afraid because he thinks he did something against the law, and now we know his real name. And he doesn't know that yet.
Oh, and he was dressed as a high wizard. And he had the dead skin mask and the hat
yep.
and all that. Listen, folks, the power of darkness is real, but the power of light is real. And if you look at the scripture, the power of light outshines darkness. It's all throughout scripture. The light divided the darkness. In the book of Genesis, we see how the light shined on the darkness and separated the darkness. And we see how Jesus represented the light, and you know the light shined in the dark. The darkness comprehended it not, meaning could not prevail against the light. Light wins, folks. So if you're in the darkness and you're working in dark arts, which Russ is very familiar with dealing with folks of that nature, and Russ is very successful in bringing folks out. And when we did the meeting here in New York City, Russ had many, many, many people. That he had helped and that were showing up, and he works with inner healing and you know, SRA and powerful ministry. And right now, Russ is in an undisclosed location, or can it be disclosed, or where are you?
You know, I think it's okay right now. We're not going to be here much longer because we came down to an old ritual area. Matter of fact, we're sitting in the spot that a law enforcement retired guy and I, we came down here during Walpurgis, and we just actually came down here on a whim. Not on a whim, but just kind of, I wanted to show him some of the old ritual sites that we've looked at.
Yeah.
And when we got here, this whole story, Richard, was this car from Pennsylvania, from Lancaster County, big satanic stuff there. All of a sudden, we find this empty car. We go looking for the guy back in the woods, back by this old church. We're in Hale Farm and Village
mm-hmm.
in the Akron Peninsula. And it's known for ritual area. It's old Indian area. We've been down here many, many, many different times. And we thought that maybe he had some little girl or some kind of, maybe some kind of ritual was going on with him. But we finally engaged him. Law enforcement came down and we got him. We actually found him after law enforcement left.
Yes.
And we ministered to him. We took him out to eat afterwards, gave him money for a hotel. He was traveling to Wisconsin. And it was the most incredible providential meeting. We witnessed to him, and he acknowledged he had parts inside. So who would think out of just, we're in a very obscure, it's dark. The law enforcement guy, when we were back there looking, it's so quiet and so eerie back here. He went around this barn.
Yeah.
He looks into the window. He looks into the door. It was the whole top door of it was open, and there's like 8 goats in a circle.
Man.
Imagine that.
Jeez.
He's looking for satanic ritual stuff, and he finds 8 goats staring at him, kind of like in a circle. He comes and gets me. I go over there. It's like, this is weird.
That is weird.
No rituals that we found, but we did get to minister to a guy just traveling through. And we still have, he came to Christ. He's been going to a church in Wisconsin, and he's wanting to come back through for a freedom. He wants some inner healing in his life, though.
Yeah. Well, I know you were just involved in something in New York too, that's going to be coming out soon. So there's a lot of dark things going on, right, Russ? I mean,
sure.
And
well, as we know, we all know that it's ramping up everywhere. There's no question it's going on more and more. You know, and part of what we're seeing as far as the radical violence and everything going on, that corresponds to the rise of the dark side. The dark side's presence manifesting more and more. Let alone demonized people eating on people's heads, demonized people, you know, killing and raping and growling. You know, all these stories that we're seeing left and right, it's just ramping up. The sleep paralysis, it's not going away. More is coming, and we just need to see tens of thousands of believers doing what the simplest place is Acts chapter 8. Look what Philip did. That's what every believer can do.
Let me ask you a question, Russ. This time of year, I know you're with one of your ministry partners, and this time of year, I mean, specifically tonight, right, is held in great esteem to those in the dark arts, right? I mean, this is kind of a cursed day. It's not a blessed day, right?
Right. Because you go back to the Celts. I mean, everybody goes back to Samhain, the Celts, and Druid, and human sacrifice. Then it goes to Pomona, the goddess in Rome. Then it goes back to Sumer. We've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years just because of the changing of the seasons, but it became a deep, dark, you know, the whole thing about spirits showing up, and there was such a belief. And it's become like a charged holiday where the demons do know, and more does. You know, if you've got 30 people doing rituals across the nation, that's one thing. But when you have tens of thousands now doing it, the numbers are just beyond anything.
So you wouldn't recommend a believer get dressed up like a demon and party tonight, right? I mean,
well, and I quoted this yesterday. It's very important. What does light have to do with darkness? What does the temple of God have to do with the temple of Belial?
Yeah.
You know, what fellowship, what koinonia do we have? Why would we want to put on their clothing? Why do we want to dance at their parties? We don't need to go silent. We need to be unleashing witness to the world. We're the light of the world. Mm. Jesus said, don't hide under a bush or a barrel, right?
That's right.
So we don't go into silence because there's just, and most of it's cultural, you know, hedonism. We're in a very secluded, misty, quiet. I mean, you could see around us. I wish we could show video. There's a car next to me, a former law enforcement, one of our workers. There's two workers sitting next to me in this car.
Mm.
So we're in dual cars tonight. We're thinking about going north to a ritual person. We have numerous people praying for her. She's in the house. Parts are being triggered. Phone calls have come in.
Yeah.
And then there's a place called the House of Wills. I don't know if you've heard of this in Cleveland.
Can you share on some of that?
Well, the House of Wills, Eric Freeman, anybody can look him up. I mean, inside you will see pictures on his Facebook page or where else. Corpses. They're wax corpses.
Wax,
kind of like sympathetic magic. It would look like that. But there's videos of a ritual done there. The guy that leads the temple, the new satanic temple, he's been there. You go to the back door of it, it says 666. There's a ritual set up inside, all kinds of other stuff. If anybody looks at the pictures and the work of Eric Freeman, they're going to see some of the most incredibly dark, satanic, bloody. And we don't know how real he is and how deep he is. He's Crowlinian, maybe. He's dark. He's left-hand path. So I'm kind of itching to get back to him and get in there, get into that building. There was a goat's head, looked like sacrificed goat's head or some kind of skull head on a fence area that they might have put up to scare people away.
Mm-hmm.
But rituals have said to have been done in there. And again, a YouTube video has gone out that it was in that building. So, and there's also, I'll throw this out tonight because we're looking for it. If anybody knows, Cleveland, Ohio area, a place called the 999 Club.
Mm.
The 999 Club. We are hunting that and searching for that. Ritual victims, all kinds of really, really bad stuff. And I think it has maybe even something to do with human trafficking in the satanic sense.
Interesting.
The 999 Club in Cleveland.
Yeah, anybody out there on the radio tonight, if you can research that for Russ, get back to him. Incidentally, his website is shatterthedarkness.net. I believe he has a contact phone number and stuff. We'll get it from him in a minute. You have that available now?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. They. If you go to shatterthedarkness.net, that's it'll give you look on the top of the page. It'll say contact. Click on that. It'll give you three different contacts for us.
Okay. For the radio listeners, they might not have internet. Some of them, but we'll get a snail mail address later, maybe.
Oh, it's Shatter Mailbox. Oh, yeah, P.O. Box 755, Uniontown, Ohio, 44685.
Amen. Now, Russ has been doing active meetings for years, and we've been, you know, really yearning to get back a meeting here in New York with him, and we will very soon. And, Russ, is there anything up and coming that we can also announce to listener base tonight?
Well, sure. We have we've been doing a number of conferences, trying to slow them down a little bit. We were, like I said, I told you earlier today, we were in New York last weekend for another issue. But 2 weeks from today, in the greater Akron, Ohio area, there's a girl here in the area, Rachel. She rented a church building,
mm-hmm.
and it only seats 200, but she rented a church building, and you got to register to, she wants everybody to register. She's offering the whole conference free. She's having me come there and teach 6 hours.
Wow.
From 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. There'll be breaks, free lunch. It's free. They're going to take an offering, but it's all free.
Wow.
If anybody needs to come free. So it's 6 hours advanced spiritual warfare teaching. It'll be really intensive teaching. That's the 14th of November. It's all on our website, shatterthedarkness.net. And there's a, if they click on the conference, they'll have hotels in the area. They'll have the address of the area, how to register for it.
Nice.
And we got about 125 registered already.
Wow. Now, can you tell me what the lunch is?
That's the deciding point
for me.
I was told it was pizza.
Wait a minute.
They'll probably offer more than that, but I was told it was pizza.
You got no real pizza over there. That's almost like
so.
A joke. You're making me laugh. Now, you were in New York. I could have showed you around here. We could have got some pizza.
I know. But, we need to do that.
Yeah.
In New York is where the Amelants are working. You had Crowley do this massive ritual in New York years ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Big. The Amelantra, the big, huge, where people, a part of the ritual said they actually saw the entities coming through. That's where that picture lamb looks like a
okay,
alien.
Okay, is that where they did the sexual immorality ritual with the, he was working with some other guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he did a lot of those, but the Amelantra was primarily invoking an entity to come through. But now, in reference to that, Jack Parsons did, and Crowley didn't like it, but Jack Parsons is the one that did the Babylon working to create a hybrid. He did a sex ritual in the Mojave Desert,
yeah,
close to Area 51, prior to Area 51. It might be the reason why Area 51's there. He did a massive ritual out there,
yeah,
that opened gateways.
They open these portals of demonic entities and evil to flow. And, you know, isn't it interesting that it involves these sexual rituals? Now, that lamb demon, when I researched it, it seems like Crowley was involved with one of his first homosexual acts during that. So,
yeah,
it makes
yeah.
me think, is like homosexual act a portal or something? You know?
Well, I think it is. I think anything they've done in sex, like he was big in sex magic with the one with the K,
yeah,
meaning any kind of perversion sexually, because he believed the energies that could be transmitted. So for him, a lot of demonic reception and transmission of demonic stuff occurred and the acquisition. But he was, you know, we got to remember too that he was probably cannibalistic. He did human sacrifice. He sexually abused younger individuals. I mean, he was really perverse, and he did the deepest and darkest of ugly stuff. And in the end, he dies, you know, disease, crazed, penniless, poverty. I mean, that's what it got him in the end, and then he lost everything.
Right.
His soul.
Yeah, and that's how the devil is, isn't it? He eats his own. And that situation with that that manifestation of that demon that looks like an alien, by the way,
mm-hmm. Exactly.
Makes me think, you know, of course, we know all these accounts of aliens are demonic realm, too. So,
right.
You know, all these stargates and portals people are talking about are very real. And they're a lot of times opened up during some type of sexual immorality ritual. And I'm saying to myself, there's so much sexual perversion going on today. And specifically, homosexuality is running rampant right now, like never before. Mm-hmm. You know, just, you know, there's people even out of the closet before they knew they were in one. And it's getting real bad. So I'm saying there's more transgression in the land today, Russ. You know, when you wrote, you know, Black Awakening, it wasn't this bad. Right?
It's the truth. You're right.
I mean,
you're right. Well, the sexual decadence, you know, here's what they say, Rich, under, as far as like the ritual workers, that's why they do the sex rituals even prior to the big stuff, because they know that they're leading a person into decadent sin, and that it, here's what they say, it darkens the conscience and prepares them for demonic reception.
Mm.
So that the darker a person goes in the sin nature, the more the door opens. We got to remember Ephesians 2, Satan is the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in, you know, the children of disobedience. So he's operative in the old sin nature, and the deeper and darker you make somebody and really dirty them, you know, in a sense of really dirtying them, their conscience and their whole being, the idea for them is, well, that opens them then more for demonic transmission, possession, and gets them more open to that dark side.
Interesting, because
that's a spiral down the hill. It's always down the steps.
That sounds like 2/3 of New Yorkers. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Folks are getting more. The darkness is really getting. Listen, it's late in the hour. It really is, and if we've ever seen a time, and with all the teachings you've done on the Antichrist spirit, the manifestation of it is really ramping up, isn't it?
Yep.
And
you're right. Yeah. And again, I mentioned too, I think it's important because barring the fact of satanic rituals and even the satanic ritual abuse, the underground, the real Luciferian stuff that is connected to, and again, because, you know, we got to understand how worldwide this is. Just like the body of Christ cannot go forward without prayer and the power of the Spirit of God, the satanic agenda and all that's going to happen cannot do this without the power. So in Daniel, 2,600 years ago, we have, you know, God revealing that this, you know, Antichrist is going to come and the beast system is going to come, but not by human hands, meaning by supernatural dark power. Mm. Revelation 13 says the dragon will give him the power. So,
wow, yeah.
You know, that's... I told George Norrie, and I told him clearly, there is no new world order without the spirit, the power, the dark side behind it.
Yeah.
There's just no development. So it's going to be a supernatural development of the world, and it's going to be the deepest deception ever in history that will bring the deepest destruction of humanity and of the environment than ever in history. And God has warned us and shown us and give us a head up in biblical prophecy. And yet in the context of that, God's just ripping open everything in the sense of saving souls and delivering people. Paul said it to the king. He said he's leading people out of darkness to light from the power of Satan to God. Mm. We have a vehicle pulling in behind us.
Great.
I don't know if it's a police officer or just somebody else. Because we're out in no man's land here tonight.
This could be suspicious right now.
Yeah, so we got something going on to our left here.
I wish I had some eerie music to play right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To add to it, maybe, the Outer Limits. Something like that.
It could be. I mean, this is the spot that we had concerning...
you might see some nutbags running around digging up graveyard dirt or bones or, you know, crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? An hour ago, we were just in a graveyard, and there were people that pulled in there that were out. They might have been looking for talking to the dead. They kind of were... I think they were afraid of us because there was too many of us.
Big party day to talk to demons today. Congratulations. You know, break out your Ouija, lay it on a grave, you know.
Right.
Burn a blunt and enjoy yourself, because I'm telling you now, folks, you keep opening the door to the demonic realm, eventually it's going to stranglehold you. You're not going to be able to break free from it. It's not a game. It's not a joke. Now, there's people getting reports of people getting infected with demons from applets on their phone Ouija board now, Russ.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this?
I mean, there's a couple other new games that are out. The Charlie thing that went around. The Slender Man thing that went out. You know, fantasy writing could be no different than charged demonic doctrine. I mean, the same thing. Demon spirits can inspire false doctrine and be charged or supernaturally charged writings. That's true with fantasy writing. That's true with lyrics and songs. They can be charged no differently. And that's true with objects, and that's true with gaming. Again, it's broader than ever before. And it's, you know, whether little door or big door, if it's a demonic, you know, all they want you to do is to begin to take a piece. Now we have this car sitting behind us with the lights on. Our deputy sheriff over here to the right is sitting with his door open.
Oh, my God.
Don't know what's going to happen. Who is it? We had a cop behind us sitting here reading our plates now.
All right, well, maybe.
So we're going to probably have him come out of the window any second.
Let's hope he's a real cop. You know what I mean?
I think he is. Yeah, I think he is.
But, yeah, you're right. I never was good at gaming, thank God.
Yeah.
I tried to be good at it, but I you know. I always got killed playing my games. You know, I just was good at it.
Some of it now is, you know, there's one out there called Guild Wars. The the necromancy, the sorcerer, the powers, the
demons,
the summoning.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, it's the real stuff. It's as if they took it straight out of the deepest of, you know, left-hand path.
Oh, man. Redbeard, you hear that?
I heard it.
Yeah.
That's going to be your Christmas gift.
It's possible I might get cut off.
Xmas.
Yeah.
What's that, Russ?
I got a flashlight in my face from an officer, which is fine, but he's trying to figure out who we are. So if I get cut off here, it means that he cut us off.
Okay.
So we're good for a second here.
Okay. you want to take care of that?
I think we're going to probably have to see what's going on and see what's happening. And
yes, take care of that. Russ Dizdar is now being approached by the police. Okay, sir. You have a good night.
Blessings, brother.
Good night. God bless you.
Thanks. Good night.
All right. So Russ was on a covert operation tonight, investigating some reports he had of a possible satanic ritual, and I guess they were trying to get a location or see if somebody was going to be dragged in for any form of abuse or sacrifice or something of that nature. And this is the kind of stuff he does, and then of course reports it to the police, and who he has somebody with him that is a badged officer also. So he works with the police. So, you know, this is, thank God for folks like that that are going around, and that's boots on the ground, that is uncovering darkness, right? And that's greatly needed, right, Redbeard?
Amen.
We got to get you out of your hut. You know? I'd like to ship you off to some satanic cults and have you infiltrate them. And I'll finance it. You know?
Well,
we'll just offer you up in the paper, like, you know, sacrificeme.com. Yeah, something like that. And then once you get in there, you Rambo them.
Yeah. I'm getting too old and fat to Rambo anybody anymore.
Listen, buddy. You know, so he's on that covert operation. No, shatterthedarkness.net, that's Russ's website. And you know what? I wish he would have gave out his phone number also. Because how many out there know Russ is... powerful preacher in his meetings. You know, I might be going to that meeting he's got coming up in November, because, you know, not just to make fun of the pizza, which I will, but you know, to check it out. I think it's going to be a good teaching. So if anybody is going to the, I think he said middle of November, right, Redbeard?
Yeah.
Let me know. Maybe Redbeard, you can come out there.
That'd be awesome.
Like to get you, wheel you out of that house.
I need to get out of Oklahoma for a while.
Well,
or as Foss says, South Carolina.
Listen, folks, come out of your Halloween stupor tonight. This is not a game. And unfortunately, you know, the amount of people I saw, Christians that was involved in Halloween, it's going up. There's more people involved in Halloween this year. You know?
It is, Rich.
What the hell's going on? It's crazy.
What cracks me up is these people that go to these churches. You know, they say, oh, we're gonna have a fall festival. But let all your kids dress up in costumes and come to the fall festival. You're celebrating Halloween. Just because you're not calling it Halloween doesn't mean you're not celebrating Halloween.
Yeah.
You're still doing the ritual.
They kind of cover it up, Redbeard. Don't you get it? You know, it's a delusion to themselves. So I will advise you that, you know, if you did celebrate Halloween tonight and you did drag yourself out and accumulate candy, send it here. Send all your candy here. If you got Snickers bars, especially
as fruit of repentance.
You got Almond Joy, send them over here. I'll dispose of all that properly for you. Now, with that being said, we will be back next week by the grace of God. Good broadcast tonight. Kind of a little bit of flaky problems there. Now, you can get a hold of us toll free, 877-734-6327. That's 877-734-6327. Toll free. Now, you need a faith radio? Leave us a message like a couple of you already have done. Very, very descriptive on giving me your address. I appreciate that. And pausing and doing everything appropriately so we can transcribe that into text to print out your label. So if you do call into the toll-free number for the Faith Radio, be sure to spell out your street address, spell out the name, so on and so forth, and zip code. And you can get a hold of us, P.O. Box 1576, West Babylon, New York, 11704. It's Watchman Radio, P.O. Box 1576, West Babylon, New York, 11704. Faith Radio Project going strong. If you visit our website, nextcrusade.com, if you want to help out to kick a brick up to the Faith Radio Project, please do. We will be purchasing a whole new batch of SD cards and probably another 100 radios. So the hundreds, there's hundreds going out, hundreds, you know, and this is great because I'm going to be blessed by this. Not Redbeard, me, because I'm sending them out. Amen?
Yeah, you haven't even sent me one yet.
I know. None of my friends have got any. It's sad. I don't bless my friends. I will, Redbeard. All right, we're out of here. Watch radio saying farewell. We see you. The Lord loves you. We love you. Good night. Amen?
Amen. Shalom.
Good night, Redbeard. Thank you. Good night, people.